Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Victory Monday noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles to kick off the noon hour in just a minute, as we always do on Mondays to make sure we can spend as much time on all the games as possible. Two Monday Night Football games tonight.
Yeah, man.
Two, by the way, the Buccaneers at the Texans and the Chargers at the Raiders. So week two is not over. And then we'll get to some phone calls at 12:40. Phone lines are working great. Falcons win. Perfect opportunity to open up the phone lines and talk to Falcons fans at 1240, 404-726-0929 in about 40 minutes.
It's another big night out there in Vegas, man. What a great fight night. Obviously, Terrence Crawford does beat Canelo Alvarez. Just an absolute boxing clinic he put on. Just a boxing clinic that I did not know that. But I know Bud's a great fighter, but I just thought just to going up 2 pounds. Last time I saw somebody go that high, I'm sure there's other ones. I remember when Roy Jones went up to heavyweight and won. You know, but yeah, shout out to Bud. I thought that, you know, it's a masterful, masterful fight that he had against Canelo. Now, that damn thing ain't come on 12:45. And after the all-day Saturday of running around, standing up, overtime game, Georgia, my wife and I had a movie night out in the backyard with all her friends. So me and the dad sat downstairs and was drinking too much tequila too late in the day. Too much tequila too late in the day.
Yeah.
I just said it like that.
That'll make a 12:45 boxing match feel pretty late.
Yeah, yeah, dog. So I was like, oh, God, hang in there, Andy. Come on, dog. You know, when you'd be so tired, you can want to walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me last night.
Yeah, to keep yourself awake.
Trying to watch the second half of the Falcons game.
Yeah, man. I was like, but I'm going to get there. We're going to hang in there. But, yeah, just an unbelievable fight. Shout out to Bud for that.
When's the last time you drank a 40?
Like the 40 ounce? Like, I drink the big deuces.
No, like a 40 ounce.
Like a hell of a 40?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's been quite a long time, Andy.
I could say the same up until Saturday.
What'd you have?
It was a High Life, I think.
Hell yeah.
Thank God it wasn't malt liquor. I would have been even worse shape. But yeah, whatever bar we stumbled into on Saturday night with our friends in Savannah, they were like, oh, we got to go to this one. I got a surprise for you. And I was like, all right, that sounds great. Just right. As long as they have TVs, we can watch the late games and all that. And he comes back from the bar with a big brown paper bag for me, him, and another friend of ours.
Y'all split it?
No.
Oh.
Each.
I was like, well, y'all like plastic?
We're 17.
Oh.
Yeah, so restart the clock on that one.
Hell yeah.
Been a while. I don't know if you're supposed to drink 40s when you are 40, but
hey. Hey, dog. Damn with it. Because you were probably going to drink 40 ounces of beer anyway.
Yeah.
So just keep it all, exactly, that's keep only, it all consolidated.
It's only three.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so yeah. I ain't mad at you, dog. Keep it all consolidated right there, dog. Hey, go on about your business, man.
Hadn't done it in a while.
Had a good time, though.
We had a great time. It was like the end of the Georgia Tech game when they had to scramble to get the field goal with no timeouts left.
Yeah.
That was our Saturday.
Yeah.
We got up, we had a birthday party for our neighbor who turned one. Beautiful birthday party and really, really fun. The kids loved it. And grandparents got there about noon. We hit the road about one, straight to Savannah, right into town, booked the hotel on the way, all that. Roll into town, went to a bar we know we like so we could get the second half, the end of the first half of the Georgia game.
Right.
Halftime, we walked and met up with some other friends, got to see the second half at a couple different bars, because why not, you know, why just go to one?
Exactly.
Experience all of what Savannah has to offer. So we did that, went to the concert. Concert was great. Went back out afterwards.
Oh, y'all just grown.
I mean, we're dumb.
Yeah, y'all just grown.
My bad influence of a wife buying people fireball shots at last call, which is another thing I haven't done in a long time.
Hell yeah.
So that happened. And then whatever time we get back to the hotel, alarm goes off at 5:30.
Yep.
Take a shower, hit the road because we had to be back for Lily's first choir performance at church. And we were there. And
there
She crushed it. She was great.
That's great.
She was very, very good.
That's great. Proud of her.
So yesterday afternoon, wait for a tailgate show. I'm like, all right, let's just get through this couple hours, and then we're home free.
Yeah, man.
And we did it.
That's how I was like, I just got to find me a nap somewhere. And I just fell asleep. I was like, baby, just I'm just going to lay right here on the floor. Because they want me to cook. Obviously, because her sister, my niece is in town. Man, I was sleep on the floor. Sleep on the floor. And, like, lost track of time, sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great. It was a great weekend. Glad everybody had one. As the Falcons, they won a game. Like, they usually lose those games. Like, when they were up 12, when they were up 6, I'm like, okay, so what's going to happen? J.J. McCarthy's going to throw one up to Justin Jefferson. He's going to jump over somebody's head because A.J. Terrell's not there, and they're going to lose this game 12-13.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't feel comfortable with it just because of all of the scar tissue and all of that. I mean, even the Justin Jefferson heave at the end of the first half that got them into field goal range,
what
I was like, come on, guys.
What
like,
a route.
Just of all the Falcons things you could do is to surrender all the momentum right at the end of the first half and let them get right back in with a field goal. And, again, it didn't matter because they were able to bottle up J.J. McCarthy the whole game. But, yeah, no, I mean, it was 12-6 at one point in the like late in the second half. It was like this game should be way more than this. Should not be a one-score game at this point. And yet it was, but they were able to prevail. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
With Sykes.
A lot of headlines from the win for sure. I think probably my favorite thing was all six of these, including this one here.
Mason. Play fake McCarthy. Looking to throw. Walker got him. Jalen Walker. It's the third sack of McCarthy in his first half. And the Falcons' first round pick puts his name in the book.
Sykes, Sykes, Sykes.
Six of them.
Yeah, man. Oh. Love it, love it, love it. Love watching Jalen get his first sack.
That was a nice move.
I mean, he just beat the hell out of the tackle. Yeah. Beat him up. Then you saw James Pierce come around on a stunt. Yeah, they end up giving him a half and not a whole sack. Damn it. But
hey, when you're desperate for sacks,
it don't matter.
A half a sack will do.
From what I've
by the way, that's 20% of their sack total from last year.
Yes, unbelievable.
In one game.
Yes, they played well. They played well. They just kept attacking. The turnovers were there. They were able to intercept the ball off of him. Should have had like three or four more of them.
Yep.
You know, but I thought just the way that they just pressured him, I thought – definitely the way they were able to run the football. I thought the offensive line played really well. They had some moments, but I thought for the most part they were opening up holes. And one thing, if you don't know, Bijan don't need a big one. Bijan does not need a big hole because
Bijan.
He's gonna get through it and he shakes people in the phone booth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like his acceleration. Dude.
I mean, he makes some of the best athletes in the world fall.
Yes.
Like, just from, oh, God, he's over there now.
Yes.
Like, Algier runs with, like, disrespectful
power.
Violence.
Yes.
Bijan runs with disrespectful change of direction, and it's fun to watch both of them go. They both had really nice performances yesterday. Bijan goes for 22 carries, 143 yards. Algier goes 16 carries, 76 yards, and that's over 200 between the two of them. Just beautiful. Yes. Beautiful to see the way that week one went, that they were able to bounce right back and do that. And then this funny moment after the game, as the new kicker met one of his teammates.
And I know you're learning your teammates' names. You know their names, right?
I know Bijan.
This is Leonard Floyd over here. You guys want it? Nice to meet you. Back to you guys.
Parker Romo went 5 for 5 and then met Leonard Floyd after the game.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Leonard had him a nice day.
He did.
He had him nice day, man. I think, you know, and I read the stat earlier that I saw Rex Ryan was talking about this morning. Rex said they had 11 rushers. No. 11 rushes, you had at least 5 rushes.
That's insane.
That's unbelievable.
So 11 different guys were after the quarterback 5 times.
Yes, at least. Yes. Unbelievable. I thought Devon Diablo was outstanding again. Yep. Thought Kane Ellis, they play so well together. And Kane Ellis is so much better when they're allowing him to attack. Mm-hmm. He's not the best. I'm going to sit right here and play in the middle like that. He is at his best when they got him attacking and blitzing. And he is one of the best at linebacker that does it. I think just the biggest thing was, you know, nobody – and they have not said anything about A.J. Terrell's injury. Just me looking at it, it seems like he's going to miss some time, how he grabbed that hamstring.
Yeah.
So just hopefully it's not something that's going to be out for the – like, let's hope it's not an IR thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a couple weeks and get him back out there by – maybe with the bye coming up early, maybe that's a way that you can get him an extra week and then bring him back afterwards. But or who knows? I mean, maybe he's okay and he plays this weekend. We don't know. But I'm with you. Just the way that it looked and knowing how hamstrings are kind of finicky.
Yeah.
Drake played week one but got banged up.
Yeah.
Mooney hadn't played. They both did play yesterday. I thought they both looked a bit rusty in different ways.
Yes.
Drake didn't look right.
No, he did not. He got the ball poked out but then had a great play on his second and 21. Just an inside double slant. Kyle opens the hole for him. He was, and you know, he gets through. I thought Kyle played good when he got opportunities.
Yeah, again,
you know, I mean, they had him isolated on backside with the 1-on-1 with a reduced split. He ran the slant. He ran the little option route, stop seven. I was like, okay,
yeah, he's running some
okay, that's what I'm saying.
When they're putting him out there, yeah, you know, they're letting him get out there in some space. It's interesting. This is the second week in a row where I think last week, what did he have? Seven catches.
Yep,
eight six targets.
Yep.
This week, four catches on five targets. So when they throw it to him, he's catching it.
He's catching the ball.
You could throw it to him a little bit more. Though. Like, yeah. he looks ready to roll.
Yeah, man. But I think the biggest thing, and not the biggest thing, everybody knows what the biggest thing yesterday was, the inability to score touchdowns in the red zone. I thought a couple of times, I thought Michael could have held it a little longer. I thought just a couple of times, I thought he could have held it a little longer. Sometimes I thought the receiver, you got to win your route quicker. You know, so there's going to be certain things like that, but this is something you mentioned it earlier. If you can make corrections off of a win, it's always better. I thought they covered their ass off on special teams. Mm. That was a big issue last week, and obviously the field goals. Young Romo, 5 for 5. when he raised his hands, I was like, so it is good.
They got
the first thing I saw, Andy, I was like, damn it!
I know
this mother.
When that ball came off his foot, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
There's no freaking way.
But they called it good.
They called it good.
And that's all he needed for his confidence. And then they did replay it later and showed different angles and whatever, man.
Yeah,
you can't review kicks. And it was 10 minutes later anyway when they started showing those replays.
Yeah.
But you could see his confidence grow throughout the game.
Yes.
His second one split the uprights, and he was good on the next two. And then, 54 to put the game out of reach in the fourth quarter.
54 just like, Andy, like nothing.
See, that's what blows me away. And that's what was so irritating about – one of the many irritating things about Koo the last couple of years, like – these kickers these days, like 50 plus is a layup. This guy for the Cowboys, Aubrey?
Dude.
He hit a 64-yarder that would have been good from 75.
He kicked the hell out of that damn ball.
To send it to overtime.
He kicked the hell out of that damn ball.
That guy's cheating. Like, yes. I don't know what he's doing.
He do a lot of one-leg exercises.
Must do it. I don't know. He's got good cleats. I don't know.
Dude, he smacked the hell out that damn ball, man.
It's crazy.
But I think, I mean, it's a week-to-week business. We understand that. They didn't even bring Young Wei on the trip, dog. They said, we got one seat left and it's yours. We need our new kicker to sit there.
Yeah, he's
got to
sit there.
He's got to sit there.
Where is he going to sit?
Where can I sit? You can sit in the middle seat between Dave and Arch.
I think that's Bo's seat.
That's Bo's seat. Put the little guy in the middle.
Who can't sit in Bo's seat?
Yeah, put the little guy in the middle.
Bo's got to do the pregame show and produce the broadcast.
Oh, man. What time did Big Mike get out of here last night?
I don't know.
Big Mike just stayed here?
Oh.
Hell yeah. Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
He was mad at me yesterday because of that. They were going to have to be here all night and all of that. And he was like, and you guys, your pregame show is only an hour. Because that Cowboys-Giants game went to overtime, and every second of overtime, they made their winning field goal as time expired in overtime. And Wade Ford doesn't come on until that first game's over, and we got to take the postgame show. We can't short the postgame show.
Man.
So we didn't come on until 5, so we only did an hour. And for those of you that heard the story about what I did Saturday night, that was just the universe looking out for me.
Yeah, man.
Because I don't think I had 2 hours in me yesterday.
You think you had 2 hours of Wade Ford in your brother?
I don't think I did.
Man,
I had 1 hour in me.
Shout out to Big Mike, them staying up late. Mike said Big Mike slept here. Now, Mike ain't no little dude. Where he sleep at? Ain't no couch big enough for him.
I think he has a blow-up mattress. He's got an air mattress.
He slept in our office? Good for him.
That Cowboys-Giants game was pretty fun, by the
way. Dude, Russ was cooking.
He was awesome
That cost him the game. I don't know the hell he was throwing that ball.
But he threw for 450. It was his best yardage performance in his career.
Yeah, dog. Sports Radio 99 The Game is home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday starting at 8. We will get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nations. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall Shop, UGA, I'm not going to say the other school teams, and more in their fan shop. John Frick, my man, Abe Gordon, Chris Goforth, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for the big matchups. And then Saturday night we'll have Miami taking on Florida, which I still can't believe he threw 4 touchdowns. Following the Atlanta United match.
Who did?
4 interceptions.
5.
5. He threw 5?
Five, right?
Gracious, yeah.
5. Yeah. Okay. 4 touchdowns is a lot different than 5 interceptions.
Yeah, but you guys, make sure you guys tune in starting at 8, college football game time here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we'll talk about the DJ Lagway performance in the 1 o'clock hour for sure. Or maybe that means a great LSU defensive performance. Those guys can go, man. They fixed it. We mentioned that Giants-Cowboys game. We'll come back and get you caught up on as many of the other games from yesterday as possible. NFL No Huddle Round 2 next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.